This morning's first reading, responsively, comes from Proverbs chapter 25, verses 14 to 28. So if you are joining with us at this time from the link that has been sent, then we invite you to get your Bible and turn with us to Proverbs 25. I'd like to entitle this particular reading, Life 101. Life 101. Because in this particular reading, we find little snippets that address everyday living, ordinary living, okay? Nothing exuberant, nothing out of the norm. Maybe for some people, boring life or mundane everyday living from sun up to sun down. Notice what we are told in verse 17, for instance, when it comes to being a good neighbor. Withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee. It is quite evident that as time has gone on, the concept of a neighborhood, those of us who have a number of years around our belt, we can remember a time when neighborhood people, people in a given community, would always be getting together, barbecuing, or just sitting out in a nice, maybe a very comfortable summer evening. Children were off to the side playing hopscotch, whatever, tiddlywinks, maybe on scooters, maybe on bikes, maybe hula hooping, or hopscotching. And the adults would get together and just talk, just enjoy life. And you can hear the sounds of the conversation, you can hear the sounds of children playing. Today, unfortunately, you don't see that often. Matter of fact, you can be living on a particular street and you may not even know who your neighbors are. They may not even know who you are because we just don't get together like we used to. Now that's the ideal situation. But then you do have, once in a while, you would find a particular neighbor that seems to spend more time at your front door than you have spent at their front door. This person seems to need the proverbial cup of sugar or a cup of milk because they've run out of it and they're desperately trying to cook something. And they continually knock on your door. They want to borrow the lawnmower. They may want to borrow a hammer. They just want to come over and just unload on you on how life has been mistreating them. Well, we have a caution here from the book of Proverbs when it comes to life. Yes, we love our neighbors. Yes, we need to get along. And there are times and seasons when we're going to mutually need each other for a real bona fide need, not for the want of a cup of sugar. And yet we are told here, withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be, notice, weary of thee. The context here is for you simply wearing down the kindness of your next door neighbor by simply taking advantage of that nice next door neighbor. So the writer of Proverbs cautions us to be a good neighbor. Don't weary down the next door neighbor. Don't take advantage of their kindness. Just because they lent you the lawnmower doesn't mean they're going to give it to you for the rest of your life. You might need to go buy your own. So that's a little snippet from life. Notice also verse 18. A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. Excuse me. So now we have another aspect when it comes to being a good neighbor. When it comes to gossiping, when it comes to saying things about your neighbor that you cannot substantiate, or when you try to tittle-tattle and take something and just embellish it, whereby your neighbor looks all the more down in the eyes of the next door neighbor, we have to be careful that we don't bear a false witness against our neighbor. Okay? Because once again, you're going to cause that neighbor to hate you, especially when things come to light that the things that you were saying about that neighbor were not true. Notice verse 19 when it comes to life. Confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a broken tooth in a foot out of joint. Now, some of you may have had experience a broken tooth. You happen to bite on something that's too hard, and you find yourself noticing something else is in your mouth while you're chewing that hard object, and it's part of your tooth. Or maybe a filling comes out, or a cap, or a crown comes loose because you've eaten something. And you all know what it is to have a foot out of joint. You need your feet to go from A to B. So notice, confidence, when you put faith and trust in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble, okay? Now, a time of trouble here would mean a real, maybe an accident. Maybe something quite serious. Falling down from a staircase, or maybe having a stroke or a heart attack, and they call out for help, and they have no confidence in you coming to their aid because of past history, that you're not a person that can be trusted or relied upon. Think about this in a work-related situation where you have a boss and so many co-workers. If he doesn't have confidence in those co-workers, can he truly trust these people to get the job done by the end of the day? And so can you see why I call this Life 101? This is simply everyday living. Everyday bumping shoulders with other people. And then we have verses 21 to 22. Well, I'd like you to hold your spot here and turn with me to Romans chapter 12. Let's see what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 12, and it would seem that the Apostle Paul had a good understanding of the book of Proverbs. Well, let's first read Proverbs verses 21 to 22. Now, this is Life 101. If thine enemy be hungry, the writer of Proverbs tells us, give him bread to eat. Give him something substantial. And if he be thirsty, give him water to drink. For thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head, and the Lord shall reward thee. What does Paul say to a New Testament church? Chapter 12 of Romans, verse 17. What does Paul write? Recompense to no man evil for evil. That would kind of coincide with don't speak evil of your neighbor. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Getting along with your next door neighbor, getting along with a co-worker or a family member. If it be possible, as much as lie within you, live peaceably with all men. That would be applicable on a work environment or in a neighborhood. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, notice, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. And in this reference edition, or this cross-reference edition to the King James that I'm using, it cites Proverbs 25, verse 21. So notice how the Apostle Paul reaches all the way back into the Old Testament book of Proverbs, and he pulls out a Life 101 vignette, and he attaches it to his letter to the Roman believers, and thus gives them sound advice when it comes to dealing with one's enemy. Then verses 25, when it comes to Life 101, as cold waters to a thirsty soul. So think of a hot summer afternoon here in Kansas when the heat index is about 110 in the shade, and you have the mailman comes by, or the post office man, or the FedEx man, and you can see the sweat running down their face, and you offer them a cold glass of water on such a day. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Now, can I use a little bit of spiritualization without getting into too much trouble? What about that last phrase? As cold waters to a thirsty soul. So when you give a glass of cold water to someone who's truly thirsty, it is thirst quenching. So is good news, like the gospel, from a far country, meaning a missionary who leaves his own country and goes to another land that's never heard the name of Jesus, doesn't have a Bible in their language yet, and they've never heard the gospel from a far country. Wow, that's like giving a cold glass of water to a parched tongue. How good is that, my dear friends? And then finally, another Life 101 vignette, verse 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit, a person who is unable to control his desires and his appetites, is like a city that is fit to be destroyed and to be overtaken. Why? The city is broken down. Back in ancient days, walls for a city was its main line of defense. Walls do not attack people. Walls are there to defend, okay, who's on the inside, who's fighting from the inside to an invading army. Walls don't move. Walls are not meant to be offensive. They are defensive. And when a person has no self-control when it comes to addictions of any kind, of any stripe, if he has no control, he's like a city fit to be attacked and conquered. And so there it is, Life 101, simple vignettes touching everyday living. Notice, this is not talking about living on some foreign planet. This is talking about living on our world in an everyday situation where we come in contact with neighbors, friends, family, and even enemies, shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow. Well, may God choose to bless his word. Amen.